Certainly is good to be here. If you've heard about the trying mornings before, you know, we've kind of had one this morning, power outage and some other things that wouldn't happen. But, you know, that's just part of life. You know, we either have to get used to it, roll with the punches, or just let it get us down. But I'm thankful to be here. And I hope you're listening to the prayer, and I hope you've been praying as well. Prayer is a lot of what's on my mind this morning. Isn't prayer a useful tool? Isn't prayer a very mighty, useful tool? Prayers can work wonders, especially when we ask the wonderful God for the help. How else is it going to get done? You know, we've heard that you have not because you ask not. Well, I've heard in past weekends and Bible studies, whatever we've heard, is there anything too small for God?
Absolutely not.
Is there anything too big for Him?
No.
Because He cares. Even little old me, when I'm having troubles, when I'm having trials, I can call upon Him. I can ask Him for help. But do I just do it once and just hope for the best? No, it's keep on praying. I like that acronym, PUSH. The P-U-S-H, pray until something happens.
Amen.
Pray until something happens. So if I have an urgent need, I'm going to be praying until something happens. If we just, if there's a need and all we do is say, Lord, please grant me this will and go about our day and never think another thought of it, well, obviously you don't really need it, do you? Because if it was an urgent need, brother, you'd be praying for it. If it was something that's weighing heavy upon our heart, we'll be praying for it. Brother, is our life, is our lives of our children, the condition of our church, the condition of our family, the country that we live in, is it heavy on our heart?
Absolutely.
If it is, we'd be praying for it. How much are we praying? How often do we pray? You know, the whole thing about praying until something happens, I'd like to just take a few minutes and go to Acts chapter 12. Acts chapter 12, I'm interested in time. I'm not going to read the whole chapter. I'm not going to read a lot, but I just want to. In Acts chapter 12, we know that Herod had bound up James and had killed James. Now he's apprehended Peter and was more than likely going to do the same to Peter. So when people see this, they're thinking, well, that's it for Peter. You know, he's already in prison, and Herod had thrust him into the inner part of the prison. Not just in the prison, the inner part of the prison. And we even find Peter is chained in the inner part of the prison between two guards. Herod intended for him to stay put. But look at chapter 12, verse 5. Peter, therefore, was kept in the prison, but prayer was made without ceasing of the church unto God for him. Prayer was made. I'm sure Peter was praying, but it says prayer was made without ceasing of the church. Brother Peter had a need. He was in danger. He was in dire straits. And the church was praying for him. The church is praying, and it says praying without ceasing. So there was some prayer being made. So yeah, to the natural side of it, Peter is done for. You know, he's in the inner side of the prison, behind locked door, behind locked door, behind locked door. Got two guards he's chained to. There's no way to escape. God intervened. God sent his angel. The angel just walked right into the prison. Doors fell off hinges, chains plucked off, no problem. And Peter is set free. In verse 12, And when he had considered the thing, he came to the house of Mary, the mother of John, where her surname was Mark, where many were gathered together praying. Like I said in verse 5, much prayer was made without ceasing. This is the house where some of that praying was going on. And I hope this is very familiar to you. You know, Peter's knocking at the door, and a damsel comes, and she hears Peter's voice, and she knows, he's recognized, it's Peter. And she forgets to open the door. She runs in for joy to tell everyone. And then when she's telling everyone, nobody believes it. What? Nobody believes her? No, nobody believes her. You know, she persists, and they finally get to the point where they open up the door, and he's there. Peter is there. God answered a prayer. Why didn't we believe it? We have to have faith with our praying. The stronger our faith in is on our mighty God, the more fervent our prayers will be. The more bold our prayers will be. Lord, I know that you have power to do this. Lord, I know you can deliver me from anything. Either deliver me from it, through it, or after it. We need to have faith that he will answer prayers. Or that his will be done. Even unanswered prayers can be blessings at times. I'm thankful for some of those unanswered prayers. Things that I have prayed for that I shouldn't have prayed for. You know, I shouldn't have been thinking that way. Or God doesn't answer my prayer, but he blesses me in a better way that I didn't even know. So, the acronym PUSH, pray until something happens. Well, these brethren were praying for Peter. And the Lord answers their prayers. And they didn't believe it until they saw. So let's try to live our lives praying until something happens. And then when that does thing happen, brethren, let's have faith that the Lord knows what he's doing. Let's have faith that he is right. Always right. God's ways are right. My ways are not always right. I stray. I get angry. I get frustrated. This world has an effect on me. It has no effect on God. Amen. So let's pray to the Almighty God. You know, 1 Thessalonians 5:17 says, Paul says, pray without ceasing. Pray without ceasing. If there's an urgent need, if you need something, pray. And pray without ceasing. Now, that doesn't mean you have to be on your knees 24/7, just praying constantly. You can be praying while you're driving down the road with your eyes open. We can pray anywhere. We can pray anytime. You know, this country may pass laws where it's illegal for us to own a Bible. May pass laws that it's a place where it's illegal for us to come here and worship. Brethren, they can never take away prayer. There is nobody on this world that can take that away from you. So we can pray whenever. We can pray wherever. So let's pray without ceasing. In James 5:16, the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. And do we hear that? The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Prayer is a powerful thing, but how much are we putting into it? How serious are we in our prayer life? How faithful are we of praying? And how much faith and trust do we have in the one we're praying to? See, it's all connected. You can't have one without the other. You can't pray to God and have no trust in him, because then you're basically saying, God, I don't trust you to do the right thing. Well, why do you even pray to him? So let's have faith in the Almighty, for he is able. He cares for us, and he's shown us that he cares. The blessings that he's bestowed upon us, the things that he's delivered us from, the things he's helped us with. Brethren, there's so many blessings. We should be thankful. Having a prayer of thanksgiving to our God each and every day. Because it's good for us to thank Him every day for what He's already blessed us before we ask for anything else. Still ask. He wants us to ask. He's pleased if we ask. But we should come to Him humbly and with a thankful heart. So brethren, remember, pray until something happens. Thank you.